This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 52 for January 9th, 2012. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back with another demonstration here on the BGZ podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about a USB battery that I purchased last week from AT Guys. This battery is called the New Trent IMP70D, and it is a 7,000 mAh battery that has USB ports on it that you can charge various devices such as your iPhone or iPad or iPod or other smartphones or your book ports or book senses and anything that basically is able to charge with a USB port. I just got this battery, you got it Friday. And I've messed around with it a bit over the weekend, and I must say it is an excellent battery. Let me give you a description of it first. I'd say, without looking at the docs, I'm terrible with these descriptions. It'll fit in your hand. Not in your palm, but in your hand. It's real flat. It's probably about a half an inch thick. It's probably about 5, maybe 6 inches high by about 4 or 5 wide. Probably about the size of a man's wallet. Maybe a little thinner, maybe not, depending on the wallet. How to orientate yourself here for demonstration purposes. If you feel around on this, the top of the device, you kind of feel a ridge all the ways up its length. And if you have the ports away from you, up in the upper left, you'll feel an indented little button. That's the power button. Below that, you'll feel another little indent that goes maybe an inch. You know, it's kind of hard to feel, but I believe the LED lights are there. There are 4 blue lights that indicate charging status and how much battery charge you have remaining. And with the ports facing away from you, the micro USB port will be on the left. That's the input where you charge it. And again, this is micro USB, not mini USB. Then to the right of that, you have the port number 2, which is a high power USB port for high power devices. Delivers up to 2.1 amps of current for things like iPads and things like that to charge. And then over on the right, we have USB port number 1, which is a standard power, delivers up to an amp. And that is for things like your iPod Touch, iPhone, all those other little devices. It's a very nice battery. Like I said, I used it over the weekend. I used it on my iPhone 4. And after a full charge, I managed to keep the iPhone's battery topped off at 100% for, about 40 hours. That included messing around with some GPS for a couple hours. Included streaming, internet streaming, with the Bluetooth. Going to my Bose sound dock for, roughly 16 hours. So as you can see, it has a lot of juice. And I like it a lot. As I said, I got this from AT Guys, www.atguys.com. That's J.J. Medog's company, and I've bought things from him before. Great service, speedy. You can't go wrong buying from those guys. It's a great business, and I definitely suggest this product. Again, this is the New Trent, N-E-W, space, T-R-E-N-T, IMP70D 7,000 milliamp USB battery. A couple other little final notes here. When it's charged, if you want to see the power status, if you know if you can see or you have somebody you can see. If you press on the button, it's a little momentary button, the lights will come on. There's four lights, so you know if one light's on, you get about 20%, two lights get about 25, 50, 75, and 100, you know, accordingly, depending on how many lights are on. And another thing is, this battery's pretty smart. If you're using it to power something, if it's fully charged and not drawing any power, the battery will shut off automatically, saving its power. So that, you know, that's really nice. It's not going to draw unnecessarily, but just remember that if the batteries went off, it's not charging your device anymore. Don't think it's dead. It may not be dead. Just push the button again and should start powering your device again or charging your device again, you know, providing the battery isn't dead. And on the iPhone and iPod and iPad, that's easy to tell because you get that little noise when you apply charging power to it. So, easy to tell what's going on there. Hope you will go purchase one of these from AT Guys. Along with the battery, you get a little charging cable. It's kind of short. It's what would be called a pigtail type of cord. You know, it's curled. On the one end, you got your USB that you'd plug into a wall wart or your computer. On the other end, you got a little round plug, and it comes with a couple of tips in a little bag with it. The one tip is the micro USB, and the other tip is a mini USB. And you might be able to get other tips for this. I've seen these tips before. They're kind of standard on some things anymore, and not sure about that, though, but that's what it comes with. So, and you know, if you plug any standard USB charger cord, you know, like the iPods charger cord, iPads, iPhones, you just plug that right into the full-size USB ports. This little plug here, you can use to either charge, or you can plug it in to charge a battery, you know, on one of the big USB ports, and say you got a USB micro or USB mini, you can use this little cable to charge those devices. So it works both ways. You charge the battery with it, and you can charge other devices with it once the battery's charged. Okay, that wraps this up. Thanks, and I'll talk to you again later.